colleagues, then I think we are ready to start. And thank you for an excellent lunch. And then we can start with our last meeting today. So if you all find your seats, we can start. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this meeting on the defense ministers in the North Atlantic Council. The security environment continues to be challenging, both to the east and to the south. In Ukraine, the violence has sharply escalated. Russian-backed separatists are attempting to expand their territory in disregard of the Minsk agreements. And Russia continues to support them with training, forces, and hundreds of pieces of advanced weapons in breach of its international commitments. In North Africa and the Middle East, the international coalition has made significant progress, but violent extremism is spreading with a terrible human toll. And this turmoil fuels terrorism in our own countries. As our security environment continues to change, NATO has to stay strong. Today, we will take the next steps in implementing the Readiness Action Plan to ensure our forces stay ready, robust, and responsive to deal with challenges on NATO's borders from the east and from the south. This is the biggest reinforcement of our collective defense since the end of the Cold War. We have already increased our presence on land, at sea, and in the air, in the eastern part of the alliance. And assurance will continue. Today, we will decide on enhancing the existing NATO response force. We will decide on the size and the composition of a new spearhead force, which must be able to respond to any emerging crisis in a matter of days. And we will also decide on a NATO command and control presence on the territory of our eastern allies. This will facilitate rapid deployment, planning, and the coordination of multinational exercises. This is transatlantic teamwork, defending every ally against any threat. Let me now conclude the public part of the meeting, and I would like to thank the members of the media who have been present, and ask them to leave the meeting. Thank you.